Hi, I'm Jerry Stelsfus here with Community Media to do an open house. And today our special guest is Michelle Zemba from New Hope Ministries. So Michelle, welcome. And tell us about what is New Hope Ministries. I have been, as a local pastor, we've been a supporter of New Hope Ministries for many years. First from the Freedom Valley Church where I was pastoring before, and now from the Life Discovery Church in McSherrystown, where I am now. And so we've loved New Hope as a, we've seen New Hope as a way to help people in difficulties in various ways, with food, with furniture, with various needs. Tell us about it.
Oh, my word. Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity and to let the community know what we're all about. So New Hope has been around since 1982. We started in Dillsburg with churches. Area churches were coming together to say, hey, we need to help our community.
Awesome.
And that's how it got started. And then we started branching out from there. We are a Christian nonprofit.
You said in 1982?
1982, yes.
Okay. That goes back.
Yeah, it does. It does. We just a couple of years ago, we celebrated the
big
40th.
How long have you personally been with it?
7.5 years.
Nice. Yes. Very nice. Yes. Wow. And so currently, you were just telling me your job is a gift?
Officer.
Officer.
Yes.
I don't even know what a gift officer is. Explain that a little
Certainly.
Bit.
A gift officer is someone who goes out into the public, and we partner with people. I talk with people, let them know about what New Hope is, what we do, how we help, and how they can partner with us. So I talk with individuals, I talk with churches, I talk with businesses.
What's one of your most recent gifts?
A recent gift?
That you recruited.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, sometimes we don't always know. Sometimes, yes, we are handed a check across the table. There was someone recently that I did a tour at one of our centers, and they passed a large check across the table because they
businesses,
saw,
churches, individuals, all kind of people give to New Hope.
Yes.
Yeah. And New Hope is a pretty big outfit at this point. How many gift centers are there?
We have currently 9 centers.
Wow.
And we are in 3 counties, Adams, Cumberland, and York.
Awesome.
And we're about to add our 10th center. And that's going to be in Spring Grove.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So what's the heart behind the mission? Why does New Hope exist? Mm-hmm. What's the purpose?
We want to help people.
Okay.
People can find themselves down on their luck so quickly. It doesn't take much, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck. And if something happens to you, whether it be an injury, car accident, spouse, someone leaves, a number of issues can happen. And suddenly you find yourself out of work, not getting an income, and not having the ability to feed yourself or feed your family.
Yeah.
And that's when people come to New Hope, and we are there to help them, feed them, and get them back on their feet again.
Where does all the food come from? Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of donations of food, whether that just be from our community in general, again, churches, businesses, but also many, many local businesses, Giants, Wise, Carnes, Sam's Club,
that's great.
Walmart, they all give us food.
They donate directly to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yep.
And then Pennsylvania State Food Bank, do you have an interaction there?
Yep. Central PA Food Bank, we purchase food from them as well. And the York County Food Bank.
That's wonderful.
And Midwest. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of challenges are families typically facing when they come to New Hope?
It's a myriad of things. But a lot of times it's just the absence of a good paying job. A lot of people have jobs, but it's just not enough. It's not enough to cover the rising expenses that we're seeing with rent, with food, a car repair. These things are devastating to families who are living paycheck to paycheck.
Do you have shortages? Are there things that you don't have enough to give? Are there places where you really need people to step up and help?
Well, just here recently, we've been doing pushes for food drives, and the community has really been responding. It's been fabulous. So we always, always are looking for food, and we're always looking to just for that general donation, just to help us with keeping our freezers freezing and our coolers cooling. We need the money to keep our operations running as well.
How do you help people besides food?
We help with housing, so we can help. Yes, we can help with rent or mortgage. Sometimes we'll do emergency hotel stays if there's someone who has nowhere to go and they have children and we want to get them out of the elements and into a hotel. We will help them with that.
That's great.
We help with transportation. We can help with a bus pass, gas cards, car insurance, repair bills. We also have a newer program called Hope Rides, and it's a loaner vehicle program where people can borrow a car from us for up to 30 to 60 days to get back and forth to their job so they can start getting that paycheck, getting that
employment. You're a car lot as well.
Yes. Yes.
That's incredible. I did not know that.
It's a newer program. It's a newer program.
Somebody in our church was in a minor accident and needed a car for a while. I had no idea that was a possibility.
It is. As long as you need to be working or working towards working. You have to have that employment piece to it.
Yeah, this man was working.
Yes.
Had a pretty good commute every day and had a little accident that totaled his car and just needed a someplace to go. I never thought of New Hope as a possibility.
Those instances, just like that, is a perfect example of how quickly life changes.
Yeah,
life changes quickly. In an instant.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're needing help.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times people say, I never thought I'd be here. I never thought I'd have to walk in this door.
I had an accident in 2014 where a truck pulled out in front of me. I had nothing to do with it. Couldn't avoid him. And was in the hospital a couple of weeks, a couple of months.
Oh, wow.
And everything changed. My whole life changed. I wasn't aware at the time how big it would change. It took a while for it all to manifest. But so I really appreciate what you do there. That's really great. How do you bring hope and dignity to people who are struggling?
You know, dignity is big for us because we know how incredibly difficult it is for our guests to come through that door. For many, it's very, very difficult. They'll tell us how they'll circle the lot three times and still can't come in, or it can be embarrassing. It's again, so many are like, I never thought I'd be here, and there's just a bit of an embarrassment to it, and it does not have to be. And that is why we are very focused on treating them as our guests. That's why we call them guests. We don't call them clients. They're our guests. We want them to feel at home. Mm-hmm. We want them to feel at ease.
So I heard that you also do some retraining of people. Mm-hmm. For example, I had a man who got a certificate from you all for doing the forklift operation.
Yes.
Which is an incredible thing. How many different kinds of training programs do you have?
Well, we have seven right now. So we have
seven kinds.
We have seven kinds. Yep. We have a lot is in the nursing field, certainly. So we have our nurse aide. We have phlebotomy. We have pharmacy tech.
EMT.
EMT. That's our yes.
Wow. Yeah. You have EMT training.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Forklift certification.
Yep,
I mentioned.
Yep.
What is the Rise Up program?
That's retail. So that's getting someone into a retail environment, working their way up to management.
And childcare development.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Childcare settings, yes.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I did not know all those existed.
They do.
I should get some people involved in some of those.
It's wonderful. This is what we want to get people into living wage jobs, not just get a job, but get living wages where you're going to be able to take care of your family with these wages.
So are the classes all day for 2 weeks or
It varies.
Months
it varies.
Or what?
The nurse aid courses a week or two, and we prep them to get ready to go to
HAC.
That's
so great.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear
forklift,
that.
That's real quick. Forklifts a day.
How did I not know about all those things?
See, that's why we're here.
That's why you're here. I'm so glad you're here. So how do you see lives changing every day?
we love when a lot of times people, our guests will leave and then we'll never hear from them again. And our hope, and we pray that they've found their way and they don't need us anymore. Mm-hmm. And there are those times where we'll get a note in the mail along with a check that says, hey, you helped me once. I am doing great. Thank you. And I'm paying it forward. And then they'll make their donation.
That's great.
Are so beautiful.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
We'll see it even if we're out in the community doing a food drive. Someone will come up, hand us $20 bill, say, you were there for
That's
me.
That's great. That's,
you know,
so great.
So we know those success stories are out there because either we don't see them anymore or they outright tell us. But we give people hope. We give people the chance to start again. You know, there are times when we fall, and sometimes we fall hard, and you just need someone to help you back up again. A lot of times they don't have family, or the family's in states over, and we'll believe in them, and we'll tell them, you can
That's
do
great.
This. And a lot of times they'll say, that's the first time anyone believed in me or told me I could do something.
I'm really blessed with those seven programs, seven ways to help people get good work. That's so amazing. In addition to the food and the clothing and all of that, just
not
incredible.
Not so much clothing. Not so much.
Oh, I'm sorry, not clothing.
Yeah, we do community aid cards, so we'll give them
food and furniture. Not so much furniture either.
Mm-mm.
Mostly food.
Yeah.
Okay.
But all of our partners, we've got all these partners that we can send them to, like Mission Central. They have the furniture because we just don't have the capacity to store furniture.
Right.
But it happens sometimes. The donations will come through and we're able to give people.
Why should our viewers care about the New Hope ministry and program?
Well, I think I worry sometimes that our
community... Pretty obvious answer, I think.
Well, yes. I just was going to say, I worry that sometimes our community doesn't realize how much need is out there.
Right.
You know, at New Oxford alone, last year we helped 947 families just in New Oxford. So the need is great. And I would just like the community to know that you're making a difference.
The 940 in New Oxford you said was last month?
Last year.
Well, last year. Okay, 940
in a year.
But just
in New Oxford. Like I said, we're that huge.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
We're serving over 10,000 families a year all over in all our centers.
Wow, that's incredible. I really love that.
Thank you.
What is something that you wish more people would understand about hunger and hardship in our local area?
That it's very prevalent, and it can happen to you. It could happen to anyone. I know you think, oh, no, that would never happen to you. Well, we hear that daily.
Yeah.
And it can happen. And it's happening to good people, hardworking people. You know, I think there's a stigma with the people who come to us for help, and
sure.
It's not true. It's not true. It is hardworking people who are just trying to make it in today's economy and trying to make it with their children. And
that's so great. I'm so glad you're there. You're making a tremendous difference.
We are grateful for the community who supports us.
How many centers?
Soon to be 10.
10 centers.
10 centers.
All over central PA.
Yeah, South Central. Mm-hmm.
Stretching from?
We go all the way up to Enola.
Okay.
Then we'll come down, then we're into Lemoyne. We're in Redland.
Yeah.
Go over to Mechanicsburg.
Yeah.
Dillsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming down south. And we have mobiles, too. We have our mobile pantries that are going out. Uh-huh.
What does a mobile pantry do?
Oh, our mobile. That's a picture of our mobile, one of our mobiles. We have two. So our mobile pantries take food out to more rural places where transportation's an issue. And we take the food to them.
I did not know you had a mobile pantry either.
Yes, too.
There's a lot I don't know about.
See, that's why I had to come
on
here.
As a supporting church, I should know more of these things.
We need to come and talk and tell you and
tell
everyone. A lot has changed really dramatically since I've started, and even the last 7 years, we've really changed.
Like what?
Well, when I came, we had 6 centers. You know, now we're up to 10. The mobile was just starting. Now we have 2. We did have these programs, but the Hope Rides, that car loaner program's new. So we just keep adding new programs fitting the needs of the community.
Okay. That's so great.
Yeah.
That's so great. You said 250 churches support you.
Mm-hmm.
And how many businesses?
Oh, my word. Thousands.
Thousands of businesses.
I would say. Thousands of donors, yes.
Do most of those businesses support in cash, or do they support in real food donations?
Ooh. It varies. That varies. Both. A lot of churches, you'll do food drives for us, or the Christmas blessing drives with toys and items. But then also people will give monthly to us, or, especially now the Christmas is here, definitely people, those Christmas gifts are rolling in from people.
So what's your favorite thing about New Hope?
Oh.
Can you narrow it down?
I let me answer it this way.
What are you most proud of?
Our volunteers. That was the thing that amazed me from the very beginning, is our volunteer force is amazing. There's thousands. We have thousands of volunteers. I think we're at over 2,000 right now.
Okay.
They come in every day.
10 centers. Over 2,000 and 10 centers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And they come in every day, and they work and give 3,000%.
Yeah.
And they love it. They say that they get far more than what they give because they love what they're doing. They're seeing what they're doing is helping people, and that's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. But without our volunteers, my word, we couldn't exist.
So let's say somebody's watching right now and says, that sounds great, I would like to be involved. How do they do that?
Yes, please go to our website, nhm-pa.org. You go, I want to volunteer. There's a electronic volunteer sign up, very easy.
Okay.
Fill that out.
You'd volunteer at your local center.
Yes.
With that. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. Always, always. Yep.
What else should I have asked you that I didn't ask you yet?
Oh, my word. Oh.
It's your open house.
My open house. Well, I would encourage anyone who wants to come see us, come see us.
Come visit.
Come visit. I would love to show you. There's a gift officer up in our northern tier, Joel, who would love to show you the Mechanicsburg and West Shore and all those areas. And I would be delighted to show you our southern tier offices and centers just to show you how it works. And so many times people will come like, whoa, I didn't know it was this big. I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's bigger than you can believe.
Yeah, yeah. And just all the things that we do, as we found out today. There's so much that we do that the community doesn't realize, and how much of an impact that we're making in the community.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing with us
today.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm great. We're grateful for the community.
You're helping make our community much, much better, and that's just a beautiful thing. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having
us.
Thank you
here.
For this opportunity to let people know about New Hope and, visit our website, come out and see us, call us.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being part of this today. This is Community Media's Open House. My name is Jerry Stelsus, and I appreciate you joining us. Mm-hmm.